So we're in the middle here of this thing, yeah? So what happened? We had our Mishnah that seemed to be a strong Mishnah, Kineged Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. So that we said over there that a guy who was Mishkaresh and so on, apparently, it says over there he cannot be Megarish's wife, which according to Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, it should be okay if he writes. If he writes, then it's all right. So we had all kinds of discussions yesterday. Rabbi Mona came out saying that there's a tremendous difference, because if a person can communicate by nodding, then the mela, everything would be working out okay, because then we could say we're talking about it indeed at the gap in this carriage. And the reason it says over there, Achishma et kolot, simply means that it doesn't literally mean Yishma et kolot, but Hakamataru, she said, that's considered to be the equivalent of Mashmiya kolot. So therefore, that's all the Mishnah meant. That means that somebody who is an Elaim is actually a Pikeach if he can communicate. So what do I care? That's considered to be Dibur. Now, in any case, when it comes to Kiva, because Rabbi Mona, Kiva would be different. The Esther of the era on him, and the era boys, and Rabbi Mona. So if that's the case, that you're saying that nodding your head is the equivalent of speaking, so can you explain to me maybe? I mean, so Kamada came out, she asked him to Shalosh Pamim. I mean, it says over there that you both cannot go shalosh pamim. Let me see. Are you quite certain you want us to give a get to your wife? And the guy each time nods. So you mean you don't want us to give your get to your wife? He says, no, that's not what I mean. We're blocking ourselves. So you're going to tell me, well, it's the same thing. So if a guy says, write a get to my wife, we say to him three times to check out that he knows exactly what we're talking about. Obviously, it's not the same. On my life. Yes, of course it's not the same. But what I'm saying is that Shmiat Kol Pa'am Achat is the equivalent of Hakanat HaRosh Shlosha Pa'amim. In other words, whatever it takes to define clearly what you're saying when you can only nod your head, it takes. But having defined it clearly, it's not the equivalent of saying it. That's all I'm telling you. All of you then. Taman, the Omer Kachba Kachasit. Rabbi Yudin says that, look, there's no question of asking from the Mishnah on Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. There's a tremendous difference. The case where the guy does something himself, so he writes, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel is talking about a case where the man writes down Haproshes Trumas Amayis. Writing down Haproshes Trumas Amayis is the equivalent of taking off the Truma. For that matter, if he would write to get himself, it's also. That's absolutely okay. And that he's doing it with a full intentional awareness. But is there no difference between saying lahaba? The guy does something, and what he did is made it on what he did. But here he's saying to do. Right? He's saying, he's writing a letter, take off from Mithamitis for me. Now that is not the same thing. But what do you mean it's not the same thing? Either we say that writing is communication, or it's not communication. If when a person writes, it's an indication of having a clear awareness of what he wants, what's the difference if he's reporting on what has already been done by himself? In other words, the thing itself cries out that this is what I have done, or whether he's giving instructions. Omer Abedimi, it isn't really the difference between the past and the future. What we're talking about over here is a cherish. A becherish on the Kayamim. The ancient shlichut becherish. There's a big difference, because to create shlichut, a cherish cannot do. Because to create shlichut, you really need that. And we know that a cherish ain't bo dat. So that's what's happening over here. He's attempting to tell other people what to do. He's telling them, you be a shliach to be Karen for me, or the sofer. You be a shliach to be kosher at get me ishti. So that doesn't help. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel is talking about not the creation of a shliach, but he did something in which what he did now is nikar mitoch myself from the ksav, that he did what it is that he did. In the mela, that would not be acceptable. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Bon, I mean, that is fully acceptable. There's two completely different cases. There is a case where somebody becomes suddenly a cherish. And there's a case where someone has been ill, and his condition is gradually declining, and he loses his ability to communicate. He can't hear, he's no longer able to talk. Those are two completely different things. If a person was perfectly well one day, and then cannot communicate the next day, we are afraid that whatever it is that affected his brain has in fact affected his job. Mashenke, if we see him gradually declining physically, there's no reason for us to assume, if he's writing, that he doesn't have any dots. And there's two completely different ways of looking at it. So therefore, I'm saying the borus on ukayamim, and if he suddenly turned to a cherish, so lama eno get? Because even if he writes, ani omer mitase kayab shtarotah, as far as I'm concerned, when he says, give a get, he might just as easily mean, send that check that was signed to my wife. Because a get is also a star. I mean, to be able to say that he knows precisely what he's talking about, I wouldn't say. The Tani came, and by the way, this distinction is very clear. It says it in Mamish and the Brises. It's like this. That where do we say that if somebody is a piker and he suddenly was mishtatek, so over there we need to check him out three times to make sure that he knows what he's doing with our kanata rosh. That's where his condition suddenly changed, and now obviously he had a stroke and he can no longer communicate. If he was ill and now he simply is having a hard time communicating, we have no reason to assume that there's something wrong with his mind. He's just, his muscles have deteriorated and so on, and he can't talk. So over there, if he manages to shake his head once, it's also enough. Man tana cherish. So who is the man, the Omer in the Mishnah here, that says the cherish ain't truma for truma? He's obviously also the author of Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds that, because here it lists the cherish within the first five that in Tomo and in Truma. But Rabbi Yehuda says the cherish, that a cherish is included also in having das. Because if he says, Maitre, the natural of Yochanan and Gudjida, the bottom line was that Rabbi Yochanan and Gudjida had sons, all of whom were Kharashim. While you quote the Arosh of Yerushalayim Nasim HaGabayim, and everyone relied on them to handle Tyrus. Now, obviously that means that they had Das to be Shomer Tyrus. So if that's the case, obviously Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's sufficient Das in a Cherish to be able to deal with a Prashat Truma if he does it. They said, what's the comparison? There's no din of Machshava by Tyrus, there's din of Shmira. You can't compare the two. Machshava means there's an intent for what it is that you, the purpose of what you're achieving. Shmira simply means that you're going to see to it that nothing touches them. You can train a monkey to see to it that nothing touches something, but you can't train a monkey to have in mind that the purpose of what he's doing is something. But we're saying over here, saying, well, that's a Machshava that's going to define the meaning of what I'm doing. Mashain came to say, you have to make sure that these tyrants remain tar, so don't let anybody come near them or something like that. Of course the cherish would be good enough. That doesn't prove anything. So the Mela Nazis have got the cherish shake of the cup. If they are well trained, and you know that they're careful not to let anybody near, why wouldn't we let them do tyrants? Yeah, over there, yeah, that's true, but that's not a specific act. You're going to have to figure out what might happen. It's not saying, make sure nobody comes into this area. It's like thinking, could it chew through the rope at night? Could it, you know, and so on and so forth. That is right. Masha Enkin, when it comes over to these issues over here, the Prusa Mice is obviously Chitin Smaksha. There you need to have, actually, Kavana. It's the Gemara, wait a second, that says it's not true, because Shmira, you're saying Shmira is an act of, basically, a Kofiyam, that's literally the way we refer to it, it's a monkey's act, right? So that's not true. And then it tells the Hesach Hadat, you know that there's a din of Hesach Hadat. Hesach Hadat means if you're not aware you're not aware of the truma in it, and you ignore it. You don't have your mind on it. It becomes proper. So that means that we're saying that obviously he has that. And a parish head of the cotton who don't have that, who are being shomered, is clearly, as a hadat, must be that it was with that. That's what Rabbi Yehuda is pointing out. Rabbi Yossi, the Shem Rabbi Lov, says, Ein ksiv behem shmira, imachshava, shmira ksiv behem. Because the Torah was marked mishmeret trumotai. It stresses the din is essentially, and it means that even the din of year of Hesek Hadat is a din that the Rabbanan put onto the concept of Shmir. So what Hesek Hadat is not literally awareness. Hesek Hadat means to ignore the Shmir for a minute. That's what it means. And that's clear because the whole meaning of the pasuk, we normally don't find a din of Shmira. Right, when it comes to the anything that requires a machshava. So therefore, this is a big difference. When you're talking about making a challah, so it's the next shavlochem, as it says in the pasuk, it's machshava that we demand. But it's a question of the shemet iris, then it's mishmeret shumata, because they're easily the makabel. Therefore, the dinot is an extension of the concept of shmira. Make sure it's always shamur, that's the point. Now, how do we know what is considered? I mean, you're talking shota. I mean, you're saying, you know, something may have happened to this guy's mind. Well, what makes somebody a shota? Imone shota. Let's say, suppose he's yotze b'layla, he walks around in the middle of the night. Or he's long b'tet ha'kvarot, he sleeps in the graveyard. Mikareya k'suto, he tears his clothing, ma'abed ma'shinotim lo, and he also loses what you give him. Om ravuna v'ushi yet kumhu v'hon. Well, that's only if he has all of these symptoms. The low team, because if he only has one of these symptoms, I would say that each one of them can be explained away. I would say, Ayotu Dalaila, Tinitrukus. This guy's got a problem with, like, some depression, and he's going out just because he needs to walk. He's Landa Besakvoros. I'd say this guy has got a problem. He's Makhtir Lashadin. You know, he does this, Avodazari, he's doing it, I don't know. Mikarea Tsuso, the guy is the Tulikus, the guy has a terrible case of anxiety and he's always twisting his clothes. I mean, he can do this all the time, but not because Stami's a Meshuggah. Ha'ma'abed Mashanot Nilo, he loses things and he doesn't. He's a Kadaikus, he's a real deep thinker, so he's always got his mind on more important things in life, right? Rabbi Yochanan says no. So now this would be the din, like the Gemara Chagigah that has this conversation, says that it's like a shor amud. So if he attacks a gomel, and then he attacks a different kind of animal, and attacks, so we don't say that they, but if he attacks three animals, he says he just hates animals, because the mood is cold. The same thing over here. You can give, we look for elegant explanations, not explanations. You can give an explanation once, twice. Three times we look for one elegant explanation, the guy's a nut. That's the elegant explanation. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan says, any one of these symptoms is sufficient to prove the guy did not. We don't give explanation. Says Rabbi, he doesn't mean anyone. He's only talking about on the one ma'abid mashinot nimlo, because apilu shotish b'shotim ain't ma'abid kol mashinot nimlo. The point I'm making, because the truth is, it's strange. The three points that are needed to be like the shor hamuad. And we're giving four. Saying ma'abed kol mashinot nimlo. It's the fourth one. So therefore, the child is like this. Either you have these three riyas where you look for the elegant solution, but he's a nut, or you have a very extreme case of a shota, where that one, a ma'abed mashinot nimlo, is a different category. That one is enough to be covered in the shelter alone, because of the, to throw out everything that he has and leave any connection that he has to anything, that's really a shelter. Now, we had a Kordaiakus, remember, a whole discussion in Gittin, like Peric, Bisha Ochaso Kordaiakus. It says over there that obviously that considered to be a shelter, because he's in a state in which he's okay, and then he's in a state in which he's not okay. So that he obviously has like some type of schizophrenia or something like that, which goes into these periods. So, Ein bo achas mikol eiro. And somebody asked the diocese does not express any of these symptoms, by the way. Mike Mount for diocese, Omer of Yossi Hamun. It's like a state of, a catatonic state. Also, Rubik, I made a Rabbi Yossi, and in fact, it was a case where Rabbi Yossi was told the Chat Parsi, he's a weaver, and he's weaving a black piece of cloth, and somebody throws in a red spool instead of the black spool, and he just goes on weaving as if nothing has happened. Right, and he continues, so having a simuk gav ochum, the hulaya, ochum go simuk, and he has hulaya. Somebody throws in the other thing, he just keeps moving, like he's a machine, he just keeps going. Doesn't even notice that he's putting the wrong color into the thing, so they wanted to know, is this guy insane or what? He's not hiding this, he's just getting what he did, and they came to ask for this. Omai said, no, do he could die to show Mukhachomi. This is exactly, he's obviously in a semi-catatonic state. He's just doing things. He has paying no attention at all to what he's doing. So when we say that ta'amim shote, ta'amim chalim, what's the halacha? Take out the skippy keach v'chodar, which has nothing to do with ta'amim shote, ta'amim chalim. Now halacha is b'sha'ashu shote, areo ki shote l'chol dvarav. B'sha'ashu chalim, areo ki pigeach v'chol dvarav. So over there, it depends on his state of mind at the time. You're used to too many of these people. In those days, it was queer. Nowadays, you know, people are normal. They're nuts. But also, Uvda, Kamei to Shmuel. So there was a maestro that came to Shmuel, and he said, Kadu Kolin, you can't get. As long as he's in a matzav right now of normalcy, he can go ahead and he can give a get during the time of his normalcy. But even if afterwards he goes insane, when he comes out of it, he's still considered to be normal person. Which means that Shmuel seems to be saying like Rish Lakish, Rish Lakish Omer, Likish Yishtapet. Because Rish Lakish says that's part of Perat Mishach Zokodayakis. It says over there, a guy who first says, Tav Depa Yishti, and then he goes nuts with Zokodayakis. And while he's got the Kordiakis, he says, no, don't divorce. Then he gets well again. So over there, there's a machlokas about whether we listen to what he says less or not. So Reish Lakish holds that we pay attention to his first word, and this can be done, says Reish Lakish, only when he's well, which is exactly what Shmuel said. Not that we can give it now based on what he said before, which is what Rabbi Yochanan said. So Shmuel says over here, God who called him, when he's better, you can give a get based on what he had said before, which means that Shmuel is saying, no, Rish Lakish, like Rish Lakish. Says, well, no, actually, a little bit of Shmuel in the Rish Lakish. Actually, what Shmuel is saying is more of a Kiddush than Rish Lakish. Because, do who omar kadu cholim he can get, see? Because what Shmuel is saying is that when he is well, so then you can give a get based on what he had said originally before he got sick. At that time, he was okay. No dinner of that stuff. So at that time, he was absolutely well. The Reish Lakish's case is that the man was never established as having a mental problem until after he said right to get. Which means that at the time that he said right to get, we have a chazaka, he's a completely normal human being. Now that he's had a nervous breakdown, and now he comes out of it, so there already, I might think, look, he's already established that he's not a very reliable, you know, reliable mental state. So maybe over there, Reish Lakish would never have said, if he said the right to get while he was already post-nervous breakdown, maybe it wouldn't have been good. Reish Lakish is saying that he can actually, Shmuel is saying that he can actually, if he has a condition of chordiasis, when he pulls out of it, he could say right again, which is more than what Reish Lakish says. Reish Lakish only says before it when he was a normal human being. What's this lashon, by the way? Choling. Usually we would say when he's in a state of refuah, no? No, it says in the pasuk, batachlimeni v'achyeni. Say batachlimeni is a lashon of making me well. So we could still use itim cholim, itim shaita, we could use cholim as the state of well-being. Now, man tana katan, also, this is as far as Cheresh is concerned, but the man yomet is katan in the Mishnah, who says that a katan ain't kumasa truma imen bini avad, is also the local review. Because if Yehuda says, if a katan has been left in the pumpkin patch over here, and he is going around now taking off truma. His father is in the front by the road selling the pumpkins, which the kid in the back is taking off truma from Isaac's front. Then we say, trumato truma. So over there, it would be perfectly okay. Omru lo. So they said to Rabbi Yehuda, no. Lo husha toreim. El avivu shimena yado. That's a different case. Over there, it's not because the truma is truma since a cotton can take off truma. That doesn't prove your point. We would also agree to this case. Because over there, it's the fact that the father is standing there and he's selling it. So he essentially is the one who's being torn. The child is going through the motions for the father's dance. Because now that the father sells the pumpkin, it's clear that he was masking for the truma that the child took off. Alright, so how do we look at this? Well, of the Inayada, suppose the father wasn't there. And now the father comes, and now the father accepts what he does, right? So now, the Matrianas is Kuman Kanalaba. What does this mean? Does it mean that since the father's Megala dies, that the Maisa of the Kutan was what he wanted, so then that Maisa actually worked as if the father had the Daz then? Or is it now that the father finds out and is masking to it, it now becomes truma? So it would only be mikan alahava. I'll bring you a riot from the following case, truma. It says over there, somebody is term shalom nidas, the balabayas. The balabayas now comes. Hare shabah balabayas, the mato, made the tol shalom. He finds this guy sitting in his field, taking off truma. So Omar lay, so he tells the guy, he says to him, Why did you take these? You should have taken, I have much nicer stuff. You should have given the better stuff to the coin. So if in fact there really was better quality goods, so then he didn't mean it sarcastically. And then he doesn't have to be koshesh because now he's being megala das and he's happy with what he does, in which case it's all right. But if there were no yafos, in which case he's saying it sarcastically, gee, you couldn't find anything better? I mean, you took the best I have. I mean, you should try to find something even better. So over there, obviously, it wasn't nechalei. So then he also has to be koshish mishum gezel, because what he did was clearly shalob rishus, and if it's still here, then the truma is not truma. Me'im hayalo cake v'notemo, if the owner himself now would pick additional stuff and add to what this guy had taken off because he wasn't satisfied with the amount. So there's nothing to worry about at all, even if he was saying it sarcastically, because bottom line is he's now being masking to what's there by adding to it. So what are you going to say in this case? Could you say in this case that at the time that a guy was taking off truma, Shalob Rishut, it was truma then? How could it be truma then? The Bialim didn't even have das then. In this case, you certainly can't say it's like the case of the cotton where the father usually sells with the cuts of a nailer. It's Megala, the das, that was Afreya, he wanted the cotton to do it. Here, clearly, it's only at the time that the Balabayas agrees. At that moment, it becomes truma. So you see from here that something can become truma even ex post facto. In other words, I took it off. The act of taking it off wasn't an act of truma. Nonetheless, it can become truma when someone agrees that that taking off was truma at that point. In which case, Afachim, Mikana Raban, that is truma. The same thing should be true over here by the cotton. There's no reason for us to change the way we understand Allah. We see clearly in this Mishnah that it's considered to be truma only Mikana Raban. Aten, it says in it came to me, Mugam Aten, we darshan Aten, means prat l'shutafin, where one cannot take on the other one. It has to be for yourself. Aten, it's your own stuff. Prat l'apotropin, they cannot go in to the nikhse yitomi. Aten, prat l'torein, et she'eno shalo. What do you mean Aten l'shutafin? It's a prayer submission. It's not shutafin, shutomu, zeh, acher, zeh. understand what are you trying to say? It's not even true. The Mishnah, we're going to see a little bit later, the Mishnah say over there, that if you have Shutafim, well, one takes Truma, the other one doesn't know that the other one took Truma, and he goes ahead and he takes Truma also. So our law over there is that the first one, Truma, was Truma, and the second one was just a mistake. So obviously that means that the first guy, even though he did it without the dots of the second guy, he's a Shutaf, and the Truma is Truma. So what are you trying to tell me? A Shutaf can't take off for the other guy? You're telling me against the Mishnah? Kalkan Truma Gedola. When it says atem v'lo shutafim, that's talking about trumas maaser. That's where it's saying. That's where it says kein karimu gam atem. So levim should also take off truma from what they have. So over there in Achinami, whereas our Mishnah later on, which is talking about shutafim can take off truma, that's talking about truma gedola. And truma gedola, we don't have a question to say kein karimu gam atem. So over there, fine, we look at it as basically an assumed shlichut. What? That's crazy. Hold on to the Truma Gedola and Truma Maaser. I've been all along. All of the dinim of shlichut. Yes, shliach with Baruch Eira in this case. And who is the Roy Shliach? And there is a dinim of shlichut. It all learned out. Every single time the Gemara brings a pasuk, it's from Kein Karimu Gam Atem. Which means we learn out all the dinim of Truma Gedola from Truma Maaser. So how can you say that? There's a difference between a theory and a lamaisa. There makes absolutely no difference if you're talking about Truma Gedola or Truma Maaser. There's a din of lechatchila, and then there's a din of if you went ahead and you did it, then you're yotzei. So the halacha is don't do it. Because the Rabbanim want to make sure that you don't assume that your shutaf has agreed when he never agreed. So they say never do it. Don't take a chance. But b'diavad, it was a little mice if it was done, which is what the Mishnah is talking about over there. It says, Ashutafim shetarmu. It doesn't say, Ashutafim tarmim. They're over there. They're over there. Truma for truma, because we can assume that there was mechusah. Atem v'lo apotropim. What? It's also against the Mishnah. Vatanir yitomim shesam chayto of alabai. O shemina lahem avim apotropim. Chayavim la'aser peroteihen. It says over there that they have to, the apotropos has to take off the maaser. So how can you say if the apotropos can't take off maaser? That's one of the duties of the apotropos. Amen. Tam apotropos olam. Tam apotropos v'sha'ah. If he is a trustee, but he is the trustee, so obviously he does everything that needs to be done, including taking off the maaser. If he was asked to handle some affairs for today, and it's just l'sha'ah, that he can't now make those kind of decisions. I go, he's not, that he's taking the place of the atonement.
He also has to do it with somebody
who's being apotropos
from the end of their life,
whether
he's getting better
or worse
as a child, who then
becomes
an adult, and would have a
free state. No, we appoint the apotropos as the kid can lead an adult life until he becomes an adult. Rabbi Yossi boy, he's not sure. So according to you, we're talking about he is this child. What do you call it? He's the child's guardian. That means he should be fully empowered. So why would then the Mishnah say Mocher Metaltelin V'Zanana V'Lo Karkaot? That doesn't make sense. How could you sell it here? Why can't he sell Karkaot? He's their guardian. So therefore, can be a tom gadol, can be a tom katan. What you have to understand, therefore, is if you have an apotropos of a gadol, so over there he can take off his own truma. So therefore, lo yitrom. Because he's still too young to handle the affairs. He's 13 years old, but he has 12 years old. He's already magiela. He's magiela onas shuvah to maaser. No. And so here it's talking about a Yosem Katan in Okinami. Yosem Katan is given a full guardian status, so because the Katan can't take off his Trubas and Maitis himself. And then you said, Prat Vatorim Ache'inu Shalom. Huh? Oh, we're at Lomino? All right. I mean, we really should go right there, but it must still be an off-mobile. People have